This Week in the Civil War at 4:45 a.m. Thursday, December 11th, 1862, Union engineers began constructing 5 pontoon bridges across the Rappahannock while under intense fire from a brigade of Mississippi sharpshooters stationed in Fredericksburg. After hours of delay, Burnside ordered his artillery to shell the town in order to silence the Confederate sharpshooters. Over 5,000 Union shells fell on the town, causing widespread destruction, but the Mississippians prevented a crossing by the Federals until well into the afternoon, when word arrived from the Union Balloon Corps that Jackson's troops were still in place some 20 miles downstream from Fredericksburg. A now optimistic Burnside believed that he had caught Lee napping, and with the 5 bridges in place, delayed his assault on Fredericksburg for an additional 24 hours. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.